KBOE Live in local sunshine and 27 degrees. It is 8:23, and it's time for the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Our showcase brought to you as it is every month by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
It's time to use your phone to tap and pay. Just add our ESFCU debit card to your mobile wallet. Soon you'll be enjoying a more convenient, faster, and safer way to pay at area merchants. To learn more, call or text us at 620-342-2336.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Welcome once again to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Allison, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Ron. Morning, Chuck.
How's it going so far?
Great. Loving the cold.
I'm loving the cold, too. I kind of like this. Heading into the most wonderful time of the year, which includes American Education Week 2022. So an exciting week, isn't it, Allison?
This is an exciting week. Great week to celebrate teachers and all of our staff.
Yeah, and there's plenty of that going on. That is for sure. We'll be talking about some cookie delivery stuff here in just a little bit. And also, we're very excited to be joined by a quartet of educators here in the school district that will be sharing their passion for teaching and their accomplishments over their teaching career. It's always good to hear from the teachers and their love for their profession in educating our youngsters here. But as we always do with the Emporia Showcase, we like to kick things off with some hashtag Emporia Proud moments. And Allison, what do you have for us today?
All right. Like you mentioned, we have American Education Week all week. We would like to thank all of our dedicated employees for their hard work each and every day, for all that they do for students and their families. As you mentioned also, later this morning, we will be delivering cookies to all of our buildings and district departments for our staff to enjoy. This is only possible with the support of our community partners at Emporia State Federal Credit Union and all of you at KVOE. Emporia High School Theater will present Beauty and the Beast this week on November 17th, 18th, and 19th at 7 o'clock p.m. That will be at the Emporia High Auditorium. This production is definitely something everyone will enjoy. There's been a lot of work, a lot of fundraising. This will be a great joy, it will be great and joyful. This will be a great show with enchanting costumes, an enormous set, scenic projections, and other magical special effects. Definitely one that we would love everyone to come out and see. The Emporia High Music Department recently took 86 students to audition for the North Central District Honor Choir, Band, and Orchestra. 34 of those students were selected for these prestigious groups. Congratulations to all who auditioned and all of the students who were selected. Our Emporia Middle School and High School Music Departments are busy preparing for the 87th Annual Seasonal Celebration. Performances this year will be held on December 14th and 15th at 7 o'clock p.m. at William L. White Auditorium. Our students and staff are extremely talented and put a lot of hard work into this production. We encourage all of our families and community members to attend one of the performances. Recently, all of our fourth grade students from across the district participated in a flag etiquette program. Retired Army veteran Ms. Leslie Hodges visited each of our elementary schools to share information on flag and national anthem etiquette, changes in the flag, and they practice holding a flag. This is a great opportunity for our students, and we appreciate Ms. Hodges for bringing the program to our students. And then finally, we have a brief construction update. Emporia High School and Logan Avenue Elementary are now 100% complete, so very excited about that. Both buildings were turned over to the district for occupancy during the last week of October. Emporia Middle School is 17% complete, and we'll see many changes over the next few weeks, including construction of the precast walls for the new gym wind shelter. That will be an exciting to see all of those walls go up. It'll be very interesting. Village Elementary is 18% complete. The masonry and roofing for the multipurpose room wind shelter are slated to begin this week. Timmerman Elementary and Riverside Elementary continue in the design development phase, with McCallum Gordon working with local trade partners to determine costs. Preliminary design work is scheduled to begin at William Allen White in February 2023. A lot happening.
Walls are good.
Very true. Yeah.
Walls are really good.
Good to see walls go up. That is certainly a sign of progress. So great hashtag Emporia Proud moments to kick off this month's Emporia Showcase on a busy American Education Week. And as I alluded to at the top, we're celebrating, the teachers and employees, USD 253, who do so much for the students and our community. And we're featuring four teachers today who will be in to share their stories and passion for teaching. And let's kind of introduce our lineup here this morning. We have Michelle Young, Jones Early Childhood Development Center instructional coach. Also, Amy Fair with Walnut Elementary. Amy is a third grade teacher. Abby Littrell, Emporia Middle School, Computers and Business. And also we have Adam Moore, Emporia High School, Communication Arts Debate and Forensics Coach. So we bring in the group here. Michelle, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. So let's learn a little bit about Michelle Young, a little bit about your background. Michelle, where did you go to school?
Okay. Thank you. My name is Michelle Young, and I went to Emporia State University for both my bachelor's and my master's. And I am currently a four-year-old teacher at Jones Early Childhood Center.
What drew you to education? Was it one of those things where you knew right off the bat or at a very young age that you wanted to go into education, or was it maybe a little bit later in developing for you?
I knew right away that I wanted to be an educator. So even when I was little in third and fourth grade, I would pretend to be a teacher in my own house and teach my brother how to do things. So I knew early on that I really wanted to be an educator and teach both children and adults.
So again, Michelle, how long have you been teaching now?
Oh, so I have been teaching for 13 years within the Emporia School District.
So is it everything you thought it would be?
Oh, it definitely is. I have great days with the children and the staff I get to work with, and I really enjoy working with children.
Teaching, yeah, obviously something you need to be passionate about. Are you as passionate today as you were when you rolled in as a youngster?
Most definitely. Every day is a new day, and I get to have fun, and so I get to learn new things with the children, and I'm just as passionate as the first day I stepped into my classroom.
Kind of along that line, though, here, Michelle, what drove you as you got into the profession, and what drives you now?
I think just seeing my students learn new things and they get to try new things, getting to see their growth. Since I work with preschoolers, I see where they come in at the beginning of the school year with their skills, and then they get to develop more skills across the year, so I get to see their big growth and help them get ready for kindergarten.
So, Michelle, any highlights that stand out?
I think just working with all the amazing families across the 13 years and getting to see those children grow across time and getting to see them become elementary and middle school and high schoolers and get to see them out in the community. So that's a good highlight for me.
Good to talk to you, Michelle. Jones Early Childhood Development Center and instructional coach. Michelle, thanks for all you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you joining us here this morning. Let's say good morning to Amy Fair. Amy is a third grade teacher, Walnut Elementary School, where they've got the Big Turkey Day Dash coming up here before too very long. Amy,
yes.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. So let's learn a little bit about Amy. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school?
Absolutely. So I am from Lawrence, Kansas originally, and I went ahead and got my bachelor here at Emporia State and got my middle school math endorsement as well. I got hired in the district in January of 2020, and I started at the middle school and then transferred to Walnut, and I've been teaching here for almost 3 years now. I also got married in July, so that's a huge excitement for me.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thank you.
What's it like teaching at the different levels here? Granted that you know, your career is relatively short, but what's it been like teaching at the different levels here across the district?
I really enjoyed it. Part of my student teaching, I got to see a variety of age groups. So I student taught in first grade and then third grade, and I even student taught in seventh grade. So I got to see all of it. And I really found my passion within that third grade, the elementary, right in the middle. And so I really enjoyed that.
So, Amy, what led you to getting into teaching?
So at a young age, more important people in my life saw my ability to lead others. I used to go camping as a kid, and my family would see me marching around the campgrounds, and all the other kids were just following me. I always looked up to my teachers in school, and I really loved learning. And my grandma was also a teacher, so that made me want to follow her footsteps and attend ESU to get my teaching degree.
And it sounds like it's back to work. Amy, what would you tell teachers who may be, or at least potential teachers, specifically those, say, at Emporia State or elsewhere that are considering getting into the profession, what advice would you give them?
I would recommend that they observe several different classrooms, kind of like I had the opportunity to do. It gives you the opportunity to see different teaching styles, those environments, and like you mentioned, those age groups. And then you get to see what amazing things teachers do and then kind of make your teaching career your own that way.
Well, Amy, thanks for giving us some time and sharing some information about you. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, Amy Fair, Walnut Elementary third grade teacher. And let's bring in Abby Littrell. Abby's at Emporia Middle School and teaches computers and business. Abby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Good to have you here during American Education Week. Well, let's hear a little bit about Abby Littrell. Where are you from, Abby? Where'd you go to school?
Yeah, I actually am originally from Missouri. I grew up in a small town right in kind of the middle of Missouri. And I went to school at Central Methodist University in Missouri as well, where I got my bachelor's degree in business education. And then once I graduated, I moved here to Emporia, and I started on at the middle school. This is my second year here at the middle school, and I also am currently attending ESU to get my master's degree as well.
So what prompted you to move towards education as a career, and how early did you feel the pull?
Yeah, I actually, unlike the other teachers who have been on here this morning, I did not want to be a teacher growing up. I actually went into college originally as an accounting major, but I just always had kind of this desire. Sorry, that's our bell. Let me mute that. Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
I always had kind of this desire to, like, make an impact or a difference in whatever career I chose. And so it was kind of midway through my freshman year of college. I just really didn't feel like accounting was the route that I wanted to take. So I really reevaluated, and I just kept coming back to this idea of teaching. It kind of allowed me to combine my, you know, my want to make a difference or an impact in my career with also my love for computers and business. So I kind of got the best of both worlds, and I just love working with all of my students. So I switched into education, and I haven't looked back since.
I would imagine in this day and age, computers obviously play a vital role in our lives, and students seem to be pretty accomplished at this, aren't they?
Yes, most definitely. Anymore, I mean, it doesn't matter what career you're going into following, you know, post-graduation. You've pretty much got to know, you know, how to use technology, computers, et cetera. And, you know, students know a lot coming in, but we are learning more and more as we, you know, progress through time. So it's definitely a really valuable skill that all of our students can learn.
Another question I had kind of along, you know, kind of your career paths is how similar / different is it for you to, you know, start in accounting and now you're teaching computers / business?
It's definitely a big change. I do still use a lot of the classes that I got to take when I started in accounting because I teach courses like personal finance, business essentials here at the middle school. So really I'm taking what I learned in those courses, but now I'm just teaching it instead of applying it myself.
Well, any highlights so far in your short career, Abby?
Yeah, I think what I'm most kind of excited about as I move into my second year of teaching is just building up the business program here at the middle school. From last year, my first year, to this year, I've really seen an increase in enrollment in my courses. I have, I think, around 180 students taking my courses this semester here at the middle school. So we're really seeing a jump in enrollment on the business and technology side of things, which helps as students are moving and progressing into the high school so that they can really consider that business pathway as an opportunity for them to step into the career that they might want to pursue after high school.
180?
Yes, we have, wow. Here at the middle school, we do have red days and black days, so I have two sets of students, but I have a lot of kiddos this year.
Okay, have to ask about the bell that we just heard. Was there a specific purpose behind that other than just getting folks to class?
Yeah, we have implemented that bell this year. With 1 minute left before our tardy bell rings, we have music that plays around our hallways. So it signals to students that we've got, you know, you only got 1 minute, start and get into class. And it's actually really helped with cut down on our tardies this year.
Who gets to pick the music?
I think our office staff.
Okay.
It does change throughout the year. Okay. Hopefully, maybe we'll have some Christmas music soon.
Good deal. Right. Well, Abby, thanks so much for joining us here today, and thanks for the work that you do with the kids.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, Abby Luttrell joining us here. Now let's get Adam Moore back on the phone with Emporia High School Communication Arts Debate and Forensics Coach. Adam, thanks for joining us again. How's it going?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, how are things going here for your different responsibilities here as we, you know, get deep into the semester?
Things are going so well. Our debate team this year has completely exceeded my expectations. We have yet to walk away from a tournament without a first, second, or third place trophy. I don't even know the last time that that might have happened, because we've had 9 weeks now into our season, and so I'm pretty over the moon excited about that. And then I counted up this morning, we have 10 qualifiers to the state tournament so far. And it looks like we'll probably end up around 15 or so.
Wow. So when is the state tournament?
Happens in January, the second weekend of January.
Okay.
So it sounds like there's pretty big interest in debate at Emporia High School, huh?
Yeah, we have actually tripled our numbers from last year, and we have almost 50 students now that are enrolled in debate classes this semester. And next semester in forensics, it looks like we'll be about the same, if not a little bit more than that.
That's good to have that that kind of interest at Emporia High School. Well, Adam, tell us a bit about yourself. Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school?
Yeah, I'm from Hutchinson, Kansas, originally. I went to Sterling College, which is a little itty-bitty private Christian college about 30 minutes away from Hutch. I studied history education originally. But when I was in college, I was also an assistant coach for debate and forensics at local area high schools. And I think that that's kind of what eventually made me decide that history might not be the route that I should take. Instead, I should do speech classes instead.
Were you always interested in becoming a teacher from as far back as you can remember?
You know, it's funny. Earlier when they were talking about having, like, teaching your parents and having, like, school at home and that kind of stuff, that's definitely what I would do when I was younger, and have, like, we had a little school desk in the corner of my living room, and so I'd every once in a while bring it out and make my parents go through an art class or something like that. So I definitely understand what she means by that. But really, when I got older, I never really thought much about teaching. It wasn't until, like, 2 or 3 weeks before a deadline to apply for colleges that finally I was like, I should probably decide what I want to do. So, and after a while, I thought about teaching, and I couldn't really think of anything else that I would rather do than teach. I think that all I've ever really wanted to do is make some sort of impact on people, and I think that teaching is the absolute best way to do that, and especially such a large impact on people.
Indeed. So, how many years have you been teaching, Adam?
This is my second year teaching.
All right. So, any highlights in your short career so far?
Yeah, I think that a definite highlight is that last year we had a team at the state debate tournament that placed third place overall. We also had 25 state qualifiers at the forensics state tournament, and we tied the record for the most finalists that Emporia High has ever had at the state tournament. In my communication arts classes, I definitely think that a huge win for me this year is that I've seen so much growth in those students. I could not brag about communication arts students more this year, because they are giving speeches that are so detailed and so powerful also, so strong of speakers. I definitely believe that, you know, public speaking is the number one fear, not just in the United States, but around the world. And so if a student can learn how to have not just the ability to speak, but to speak well and to speak powerfully and understand that their voice has meaning behind it, then I think that that sets them up for the most success that they could possibly see. They're far and above some of their peers that wouldn't be able to do that. Good communicators, they go to college. They graduate college. Good communicators, they get jobs. They become leaders. They become managers. And I think that I'm seeing that in all of my communication arts and debate students right now is that they are understanding the purpose of why they're in that classroom. And they're taking that and just running with it and really trying to grow those skills that are so fundamental to their futures.
All right. Well, Adam, congratulations. Thank you for joining us here today, and thanks for the work that you're doing out at Emporia High School.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, nice job. Adam Moore, Emporia High School Communication Arts, Debate, and Forensics Coach. We've also been joined this morning by Abby Littrell, Emporia Middle School Computers and Business. Abby, thank you.
Thank you.
Amy Fair, Walnut third grade teacher. Amy, thanks.
Thank you.
And Michelle Young, Jones Early Childhood Development Center Instructional Coach. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thank you all for giving us some time this morning. And USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Good group there. Allison?
We are so fortunate. We love our teachers.
So are you going to be on the cookie delivery trail today, Allison?
I am. That's my next stop. I did want to add a little bit more to what Abby said. So the little song that they play on the bell, it speeds up. So I've been out there when it plays, and that it just the kids are definitely motivated.
So we are seeing results, huh?
Positive results. Yes, we are. And so, and they're earning a social opportunity. So that was what was kind of getting in the way, was that they were socializing, which we want our kids to do. But they'll have the opportunity to earn something in January. So they are very motivated.
Well, that is great. Well, Allison, as always, thanks for your time here this morning.
Thanks,
Al. We appreciate KVOE. Thank you both.
The Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. It is 844, sunny 28 degrees. Good morning.
Republicans are on the cusp of retaking the House. Democrats winning control of the Senate regardless of the outcome from next.